Monday morning is when we love to look at just a couple of quick tastes of some of the new music you're going to be hearing right across 2SER, not just on Breakfast, but right across the station in general. Andrew Cadori is our music director. Very good morning to you, mate.
Hello, and good morning to you.
It's good to hear from you. What are we checking out today, this week?
Well, first up, I thought we'd just hear some really nice solo piano, which always sounds good in the morning. And we're going to hear it from a guy called Otto A. Tortland, who's a Norwegian fellow who's also a member of a duo called Deaf Center. They're ambient experimentalists and really popular across Europe.
Wow.
But across his solo work, he's played piano. This is his second album. It's called The Lost. And it's just full of really intimate rolling clouds of piano that, you know, feel like sounds that you might hear at dawn or dusk. You know, that kind of sound that, you know, when the sun's coming up or the sun's just coming down. But they really just cut through beautifully at any time. Now, the other thing about Otto A. Tortland is that the sound might be a little familiar simply because Nils Fram has recorded this record. Now, he's kind of the uber pianist, neoclassical composer. I know a lot of people hate that term neoclassical, but it's a good way to kind of reference it.
Describes it adequately. I like it.
So similarly to Tortland's first album, they recorded it in Nils Fram's apartment where he's got a piano set up and he's got these kind of pedals that muffles the sound a little bit because he's got neighbours. And Nils Fram recorded like this for quite a while, but of course Nils Fram has gone on to inject dub and techno and electronica and other really big sweeping sounds into his work. So that kind of sound that he made his name on doesn't really do anymore. So if you're missing it, Otto A. Tortland's your guy. Let's hear a little bit.
A lot of depth to that.
Yeah, look, really simply beautifully executed. It's all in the composition, really. And as you can hear in that track, if you listen closely, there's some super minimal effects going on there as well.
Yeah, that's what it kind of added this weird complexity to it, which I really appreciated.
Yeah. Look, it's a really lovely album. It's on a label that I've loved for a long time out of Berlin called Sonic Pieces. If you like physical product, the vinyl and CD versions of this album and all the albums from Sonic Pieces are just beautiful. They're basically bound cloth. They look like an old book.
Wow.
Yeah, and they're super. And they make them, they're handmade, and they're limited edition, and you want them.
Yeah, no, I do now. Yep. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Otto A. Tortland, and the album is The Lost.
All righty. What are we up to next?
Well, hey, let's talk about Neil Young.
It's been a little while
since we have. Yeah, it has. Look, he's, you know, been working with this band for a little while called Promise of the Real, which, if you didn't know, features two of Willie Nelson's sons.
I do remember us when we talked about this last time mentioning that, which is fascinating.
So he hasn't really been working with Crazy Horse for a while, and I get this feeling Promise of the Real have kind of taken over that Crazy Horse thing for him when he really wants to just rock out. And this new album's called The Visitor, and it's a little bit of column A and column B for Neil Young. You've got that real folky, sensitive, philosophical way about him on this record in a few songs, but really the rage that carries Neil Young and his latter-day career is front and center on this record. He's still angry, but, you know, while we might be really sick of, you know, angry old men who make records, hello Morrissey, terrible record, there's just still something very positive about Neil Young. He still loves people, unlike Morrissey, but I'll go back to Neil. He still loves people.
Yeah.
He still loves causes, and he stands up for people. And I just think that even though he's really searing and angry and all those things that kind of go, oh, do we really need to hear this from Neil Young again? Well, you know, he's pulling no punches, and, you know, his sentiments on the shape of the world are pretty sound on this record, and the music's pretty good. Let's hear a little bit of Fly By Night Deal.
How do you feel about tomorrow? What happened yesterday? The time you borrowed to be here today and celebrate. Celebrate, because it's not too late.
if we're going to have more albums from Angry Old Men, I'm actually quite happy for it to be him. I really am.
Absolutely. Look, I still think there's a lot left in the tank for Neil Young.
Oh, yeah.
Look, he's a hit and miss kind of a guy, but that's because he's always challenging himself and putting himself in different situations. And sometimes he just really, you know, falls well out of the lane. But hey, this is another solid record in the latter day career of Neil Young where he's quite politicized. He's got a lot to say. And maybe even on that track, getting his little rap on.
Yeah, I know. That was a bit unusual. I really like
it. It is a little bit unusual. It's not par for the course with the record. And look, yeah, pretty good. It's called The Visitor from Neil Young and Promise of the Real.
All right, take us out for new music. What's number three?
Really interesting record from a British artist called Nabiha Iqbal, who used to work under the name of Throwing Shade. And she's a really interesting producer insofar as on her previous record of Throwing Shade, she was very electronic focused and really you could tell into that 70s jazz fusion sound, very astral kind of traveling sort of thing and very expansive and elastic sort of sound. On this new album, she's decided to go under her own name, Nabiha Iqbal, and it's called Weighing of the Heart. And it's pretty eclectic as well, but very nicely measured. It's got this real dream pop feel about it, full of shoegazing guitars and this kind of near industrial post-punk kind of electronica going on it. Now that sounds pretty gruesome, but the way she puts it all together, she does it in a very soulful way for some really atmospheric results, and it's almost romantic, some of this sort of stuff.
I cannot even begin to imagine how this sounds now. It sounds incredible.
Yeah, we're just going to have to hear it. Look, I think she recorded the album mostly by herself. She's got this tiny space inside a studio complex, which is owned by Blur's Damon Albarn, and she recorded all the album there. Look, she also does this great radio show online, and she's really, really worth listening to. Her selections are really out of the box and really interesting. So, fascinating individual. I thought we'd take a track from the album, which is called Weighing of the Heart from Nabiha Iqbal. It's called Envisions.
Let's have a listen to it. Andrew Kidori, thank you very much, mate. We'll do this again this time next week.
We will.